I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump ended their campaigns for the 2024 presidential election Monday in the key state of Pennsylvania. Trump, the Republican nominee, told supporters at a rally in Pittsburgh that the policies of President Joe Biden and Harris have broken the country.
My message to Americans tonight is simple. We do not have to live this way. We don't. And we won't.
The Democratic vice president also held a rally in Pittsburgh, the heart of the U.S. steelmaking region, where she encouraged her supporters not to let up in the campaign's final hours.
Let's reach out in these next 24 hours to family and friends and classmates and neighbors and coworkers. And as we do that, let us really be true to what our campaign has been about from the very start.
Harris ended the day with a major rally in Philadelphia, a major Democratic stronghold. Pennsylvania is the biggest electoral prize among the seven battleground states that are likely to determine the national outcome. More than 80 million Americans have already voted ahead of Tuesday's official election day, either in person at polling stations or by mail. The death toll in Lebanon from the 13-month-long conflict between Israel and Hezbollah surpassed 3,000 on Monday. The Lebanese Health Ministry said more than 13,000 people have also been wounded. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for immediate international pressure to end the war with Israel, protect civilians and medical teams from attack, as well as the country's cultural heritage. Israel has conducted repeated airstrikes over the ancient cities of Tyre and Baalbek, risking damage to their ancient ruins. This is VOA News. Continuing storms in eastern Spain that led to massive flooding last week and killed over 200 people, mostly near Valencia, are now dumping rain on the coastal city of Barcelona. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas with the latest update.
Monday's downpour prompted authorities to suspend commuter rail service. Spanish Transport Minister Oscar Puente said that he's suspending all commuter trains in northeast Catalonia, a region with 8 million people, on the request from civil protection officials. Mobile phones in Barcelona screeched with an alert for extreme and continued rainfall on the southern outskirts of the city. In nearby Tarragona, footage released by Catalonia firefighters showed water streaming down streets as emergency crews looked for survivors. In Valencia, the search goes on for bodies in houses and the thousands of wrecked cars strewn in the streets, on highways and in the canals that channeled last week's deluge into populated areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
Boeing's unionized factory workers have approved a new contract that ends a seven-week-old strike against the U.S. aviation giant. John Holden, the union's lead negotiator, announced the results of the vote late Monday night.
Tonight, our membership voted to accept this contract by 59%. You know, it's time for us to come together. This is a victory.
The new contract includes a 38% pay raise spread over 4 years and a larger signing bonus. The strike halted production of most of Boeing's planes, including the best-selling 737 MAX, and deepened the company's financial crisis. The U.S. Justice Department says federal agents have arrested a Tennessee man who they say was trying to destroy an electrical substation in the capital city, Nashville. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Skylar Felipe is accused of attempting to use a drone loaded with what he thought were explosives to destroy the Nashville energy facility. Felipe allegedly told a confidential source who was working with the FBI that he wanted to attack several substations by attaching several pounds of C4 explosives to an aerial drone. In September, Felipe also provided undercover officials with excerpts of his so-called manifesto, which focused heavily on white nationalism. He was arrested before he could follow through with his plans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews from newsmakers from across the world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.